Now, you might look at your dog and think they understand what you say more than they let on. Well, researchers from Hungary have done the Genius Dog Challenge, which pitted six of the world's smartest dogs against one another to show who is best able to learn the names of new objects. It's a part of a larger project on language learning and processing in dogs. And I'm delighted to be joined on News Talk by Shani Drawer, PhD student at the Ethology Department at the Eötvös Loránd University in Budapest. Shani, how are you today?
Great, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about the challenge. What's going on with these six dogs?
So what we want to check is how fast they can learn the names of new objects. We know that when we give them one object, they can do it very fast. But now we're giving them a lot of objects, a lot of dog toys that they need to learn very rapidly. Normally, for a normal dog, it would take a lot of practice just to learn the name of one toy, and often they aren't able to do this. Here, we're asking the dogs first to learn the names of six objects, six dog toys, and then we're going to ask them to learn 12 new dog toys in 1 week. So this is a lot of effort on their side, but they're, of course, enjoying it.
Okay, what kind of dogs are they?
So they're all border collies. This ability, this special ability to learn the names of dog toys is more common in border collies. Overall, it's very rare. We found ourselves working mostly with border collies, but you can find this also in other breeds.
Okay. The first genius dog is regarded as this 8-year-old border collie, once again from Germany, called Rico. Tell me a little bit about Rico.
So Rico was the first dog that we know of that was recorded in the scientific literature. He knew the names of 200 objects. And the research that started with him got the recognition for testing dogs as a valuable method for understanding processes related to the human language.
Okay, and one of the big things that you want to learn with these is whether they can master fast mapping, which is that they can recognize the name of an object after only hearing it once. Is that it?
Yes, so this was one of the original questions, and this was the original study with Rico claimed that he was able to do fast mapping. The idea of fast mapping is that if you have three objects in front of you, and let's say you have a phone and an apple and a new weird object you've never seen before, and I ask you to bring me the Tukey, and you don't know what the Tukey means, so you look at the objects in front of you, you would probably pick up the new weird object because you understand that I'm not referring to the other objects. This is one of the mechanisms used by infants when they're learning a new language. And the article with Rico claimed that he was also able to do this. There was later another article with another very famous dog called Chaser. They also claimed that she is able to do this. And afterwards came another article, this time with a Yorkshire Terrier, and there they kind of proved that the dogs are not able to do this test.
Okay. All right. So you mentioned the second dog that came along, Chaser, 2011, this lad. Now, this is an exceptionally bright dog, isn't it?
Yes, but we have to take into account that also Dr. John Peely, which was the researcher and the owner of this dog, invested a lot of time training her. I mean, he was working with her 5 hours a day for 3 years. I wish I had so much time to work with my dog.
But he achieved a lot. I mean, a vocabulary of over 1,000 different toy names.
Yeah, that's impressive. I think she knew exactly what what they proved that she knows was 1,022. Which is definitely amazing. I would never remember the names of these toys.
And she was able to sort of like categorize objects. And was she fast mapping? Was she able to learn a new word that quickly?
So what they did is that they used with her the same method that they used on the Rico study. And according to this method, she could. But let's assume that you show the dogs. You remember the picture I gave you before with the apple and the phone. And now you learn the name of the word Tukey. And now we do the same process and you learn the name of a new object. This last research that I was talking about when they put the two objects together, the dog wasn't able to discriminate between them. So we don't really have a proof that Chaser could do fast mapping. We only
right.
have the proof that she could do what we call exclusion-based learning, which means that the dog excludes other objects, known objects, and chooses the new object. But it doesn't mean that the dog associates between the new object and the new word. It only means that it understands that the new word refers to the new object, not that it makes the connection.
Okay, so we're not that much wiser about what's actually going on in the dog's head. Now, we have made that kind of progress.
Unfortunately.
So where did you find these six dogs that are taking part in the challenge?
We've been searching for over 2 years, and we've been working searching over social media and through personal connections. And these dogs came to us, or we kind of poached them. Normally, the owners of these dogs didn't even think that their dog was doing something special, because the way that these dogs learn is so fast and so easy that the owners think, okay, I just think that all dogs can do this. But this is, from our experience, not the case. We've been working with over 50 dogs in the last 2 years, trying to teach them the names of new objects, and unfortunately failing.
Right. So you have these six, they're very bright dogs, but I suppose realistically, they may not be the brightest ones out there. They're just the brightest ones you've found. And when you look at these, when people go online and see the challenge, you may get more people coming forward with maybe brighter dogs.
Yes, well, this is definitely the purpose of the challenge. The challenge itself has its own scientific value, but our aim is actually to search for more dogs like this, because as you presented the example of the fast mapping, this is only one special case that we can test. There are so many other ways, new questions that we can ask when we have a dog that knows the names of objects. And we want owners of dogs that know the names of objects to contact us to help us in this research. So if you know someone, if your neighbor has a dog like this, please contact us. We will be happy to work with you.
Right. So we need to find the smartest dogs. The search starts now.
Yeah, but that being said, I have to say all of the dogs are extremely, extremely smart. It's just, I don't want to say this one is smarter than that one, because they are all just amazing in the speed that they are able to learn these new names.
Right. You're sounding like it's the Montessori of dogs now. They're all equally bright and good. It's no winners or losers. They're all great dogs. They're all border collies, though. It does seem to be, it does seem to be the border collie is a very smart dog. Is there no hope for Cocker Spaniels or mixed breeds?
Well, I don't know about the Cocker Spaniel. We do know about two Yorkshire Terriers. And I worked with an Altebucher. That's a Swiss breed. And we had one Pinscher and one Belgian Shepherd. So I would not say that this is that only Border Collies can do it. It seems to be more common in Border Collies. But if your dog is not a Border Collie, don't give up. Still a chance that he can do it. It's not only Border Collies.
Okay, I'll have a word. I have a Cocker Spaniel. That's why I mentioned that. I'll have a word with him, but I'll be honest with you. I don't think he's that bright.
He's probably bright. Someone asked me what are the characteristics that a dog needs to be smart. And people often, in my opinion, confuse the willingness to learn with the intelligence of a dog. Dogs that are very motivated, and this could be one of the reasons why Border Collies are so good at this, they're extremely motivated to work with us and to cooperate with us. And this is why they're so good at learning new things. Cocker Spaniels, they have their own thing going on, and they're not always necessarily interested in what you want.
No.
And so you might think, we might overlook how smart they are just because they're not really interested in showing it.
Okay, I'll say that to him and see how it gets on. Shani, thank you very much for that. And if anyone listening to us has a particularly smart dog, please get in touch with us. Shani, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.